Today, we'd like to see the title of Willingly with His Heart in Exodus chapter 24 and 25. To the souls on this online radio podcast or YouTube channel on earth, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Question 1, in chapter 24, verse 6, and Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words." What does it mean and what can we learn from here? Question 2. In chapter 24, verse 10, and they saw the God of Israel and their words under his feet, as it were a favorite work of a sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Question 3, in chapter 25, verse 2, "Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering from everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering." What does it mean and how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time, Exodus chapter 23, verse 33, "They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you." The word of God, the truth, makes us free. Other gods will snare you. Cross-reference John chapter 8, 32. Chapters 20 through 23 of Exodus constitute the book of the covenant, which contains the foundational laws given by God to Moses. This section begins with the Ten Commandments and elaborates on various judgments. Chapters 24 and 25 are the focus of today's study. Exodus 21 up to 31 shall God's instruction for the constructions of the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 35-39 describe the execution of these instructions. So here the tabernacle is a diagram. Here, eastern side in a branch altar, burnt offerings, then court of tabernacle, brazen laver. Today is basically talking about the golden lampstand here, menorah, and the tables to show bread there, seven candles there, and altar of incense, golden. And here, the Ark of Covenants, or Ark of the Testament there. The top is what we call, you know, mercy seat. You know, that is basically today's covering. Here, chapter 24, verse 1. "Now he said to Moses, 'Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar.' Moses appointed these men as judges of the people. They are invited to ascend the mountain to worship the Lord from a distance." Verse 2 and 3, "And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people go up with him." So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do." Moses shared with them the laws and judgment. Judgment is a basic case law found in chapter 20 up to 23. In response, they declared, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do." First of all, and Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of a mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Moses wrote these laws in a book, which is the first mention of the Bible in written form. This covenant established by God with Moses was the first thing explicitly recorded, and each of the pillars represented one of the tribes. Verse 5, then he sent a young man of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. Before the Levitical priesthood was established, young men were chosen to offer sacrifices. These included the burnt offerings, which symbolized the complete dedication and consecration of one's life to God, representing a life consumed for Him. They also offered the peace offering, which fostered communion and fellowship with a portion of the sacrifice given to God and a portion shared by the people, signifying a shared connection or fellowship. Verse 6, and Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. It was the custom to take the blood and to sprinkle its half on the altar, keeping the other half in basins. Then he took the Book of Covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has said will do, and be obedient. The Book of the Covenant is what God commands. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testament of the Lord is sure, making the simple people wise. Verse 8, question 1. And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you, according to all these words, on the mountain with God. Moses formed a sacred blood covenant by sprinkling blood on the people. This act signified their commitment to obey God, establishing their bond. The animal sacrifice in the Old Testament, which temporarily brought forgiveness, pointed to the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. His blood offers a far greater cleansing, freeing our consciences from futile actions so we can truly serve the living God. The cross reference here is chapter 9, 11-14. Verse 9, then Moses went up, and also Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. Verse 10, question 2, and they saw the God of Israel, and they were under his feet, as it were a paved work of a sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel witnessed a theophany, a visible manifestation of God, appearance of God. What they saw was a form or a manifestation of God on a throne in heaven, not his face, which only Jesus had seen. Underneath God's feet, they observed a crystal clear, bluish sapphire stone. This experience was similar to what prophets like Isaiah or John might have seen. His throne, so cross-referenced there, 11. But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hands. So they saw God, and they ate and drank. Even though they saw God, they weren't destroyed because of His grace. This allowed them to eat and drink on His presence. The act of sharing a meal symbolized the peace offering. It's about sitting down, fellowshipping, and becoming one with God in communion. It represents a shared meal and a deep connection with God. Verse 12. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone, and the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them." God told Moses that he would teach his people his laws, which he had written on stone tablets himself. 13 and 14. So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait there for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has a difficulty, let him go to them." Aaron and Hur were put in charge. They held up Moses' arms in the war against the Amalekites. Hur was the one who helped Moses by holding up his arms. Though we don't know much else about him, if people needed a judgment on any matter, they could go to either Aaron or Hur. Verse 15 and 16. Then Moses went up into the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Moses and Joshua left the others at the base of the mountain. They then went further up. On the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses to come even higher. 17. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. The Bible describes God as a consuming fire. This fire isn't just about destruction, it also purifies. Think of it the way God's fire can either destroy you or refine you, making you permanent. The same fire that can destroy can also transform you, turning away impurity in your life and shaping you for eternity. However, if your relationship with God isn't right, that fire can be destructive. So when Moses was on the mountain, it was like being in consuming fire. But whether that fire consumes you or refines you depends on your relationship with God. If your life is out of sync with God, it will consume you. Cross reference right here. Then is verse 18, last verse. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Thus, Moses was 40 days and 40 nights on the top of the mountain with the Lord. Chapter 25, see above the diagram of a tabernacle. Verse 1, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering." God wants us to give from the heart. If you doesn't feel a strong desire to give, then don't. Your gift to God should never be given reluctantly, under pressure, or because you feel forced. Instead, they should always come from a willing heart that is truly led to give by the Holy Spirit. That's how we should give to God, because He loves a cheerful giver. Cross reference here. 32:7, and this is the offering which you shall take from them, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine linen, and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. The offerings God requested were the exact materials needed to build the sanctuary. This offering also provided the materials for priests' garments, including the stones on the high priest's breastplates that represented the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. The sanctuary was a special place meant to make people aware of God's presence. Since the people were traveling through the wilderness, they needed a portable sanctuary. This meant they could take it apart, move it to a new location, and set it up again wherever God directed them to stop. Verse 9, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it. God commanded a precise adherence to the given plan for the tabernacle because, as revealed in the New Testament, this wilderness sanctuary served as an utterly model of a heavenly thing. It was a direct representation of a heavenly thing itself and the very thrones of God. Therefore, the exact replication was crucial to accurately reflect this divine reality. 10:16, and they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and out you shall overlay it, and shall make on it a molding of gold all around. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners. 2 rings shall be on one side, 2 rings on the other side. And you shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings of the side of the ark, that the ark may be carried by them. The poles shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. And you shall put into the ark the testimony which I will give you. Acacia wood for the ark, the testimony, or the Ark of Covenant was a great choice for furniture because it was brownish orange and very hard. A cubit is a unit of measurement, roughly 1.5 feet, which is 18 inches, or about 0.45 meters. Verse 17 up to 22. You shall make a mercy seat of a pure gold, 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold of hammered work. You shall make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at 1 end, and the other cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim at two ends of it of one piece with mercy seat. And cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings. And they shall face one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims, which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I'll give you in commandment to the children of Israel. The cover of the ark was called the mercy seat. When Ezekiel had a vision of God's throne, Ezekiel chapters 1 and 10, he saw cherubim surrounding it. The mercy seat was designed to be miniature version of the heavenly throne. It was meant to have a cherubim facing each other, looking inward toward the center, with their wings outstretched and touching the box. Similarly, when John was taken into heaven in the book of Revelation chapter 4, he also saw God's throne with cherubim around it. Once a year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest entered there to atone for the sins of all people. 23 here up to 28 about the Ark of the Covenant, basically. You shall also make a table of acacia. Wood 2 cubits shall be its length, a cubit its width, and a cubit and a half its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, and make a molding of gold all around. You shall make for it a frame or a band breadth all around. And you shall make a gold molding for the frame all around. And you shall make for it four rings of gold. Put the rings on the four corners that are at its four locks. The rings shall be close to the frame as holders for the poles to bear the table. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, that the table may be carried with them. Verse 29. You shall make its dishes, its pans or pitchers, and its bowls of pouring. You shall make them of pure gold, and you shall set the showbread on the table before me always. 12 loaves of bread will place it on this small table. Every Sabbath, the priest would replace the old loaves with 12 fresh ones, and then eat the bread that was removable. Verse 31 up to 39. You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be of a hammered work. Its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs, and flowers shall be of one piece. And 6 branches shall come out of its side, 3 branches of lampstand out of one side, and 3 branches of lampstand out of the other side. 3 bowls shall be made like almond blossom on one branch, with ornamental knob and a flower, and 3 bowls made like almond blossom on the other branch, with ornamental knob and a flower. And so for the 6 branches that came out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself, 4 bowls shall be made like almond blossoms, each with ornamental knob and flower. And there shall be a knob under the first 2 branches of the same, a knob under the second 2 branches of the same, and the knob under the third 2 branches is the same, according to the six branches that extend from the lampstand. Their knops and their branches shall be one piece. All of it shall be one hammered piece of pure gold. You shall make seven lampers for it, and they shall arrange its lampers so that they give light in front of it. And its wick trimmers and their trays shall be of pure gold. It shall be made of a talent of pure gold with all these utensils. 1 talent, 75 pounds, or 34 kilograms. And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. Here is an interesting thought that these three pieces of furniture seem to represent the Trinity. Number one, the mercy seat symbolizes the very presence of God the Father. Number two, the table showbread represents Jesus Christ as he declared, "I am the bread of life." The lampstand symbolizes the presence of the Holy Spirit. So in the tabernacle, you had the presence of God, the Ark of the Covenant, in the Holy of Holies, the presence of Jesus Christ, the table of showbread, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the lampstand. We covered all three questions. You may continue to keep on prayer request right there. So many missionaries are prayer request, especially today. So pray for evangelism continually. Uganda, you know, in Africa areas right there. So, and God's blessings and our gratitude, you know, as the last pages too. Yeah, so let's just sing all together on brochure, Maranatha song.